person under the sound of my voice this evening will have ears to hear and a heart to receive your word. And Father, thank you. I rest in the anointing that you've given me to minister your word. And Father, we will give you all the glory, honor, and the praise. In Jesus' mighty name, give God a big shout of praise. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. So now what I want you to do, let's go back to Psalm 103. That's where we kicked off from the last 2 weeks. Praise God. Psalm 103. Praise his name. Thank you, Jesus. And we all know that David had a lot of struggles, didn't he? Amen. He had a lot of struggles. He had to deal with a lot of different things. It wasn't always comfortable for him. And also he made some bad decisions himself. But through all of this, you know, when you read about David's life, you can't help but be thankful for God's goodness and God's mercy. God's grace. And through all of this, in Psalm 103, beginning in verse 1, he says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." No, he didn't tell his soul to cry and feel sad and pitiful. No, he did not. He says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me." Praise God. Bless his holy name. Everything I got supposed to be blessing the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Everybody, I can't see it. Only you can feel it. But everybody just wiggle your big toe right now. Amen. Just tell that toe, praise the Lord. Everything within me, let it praise the Lord. Now somebody say, well, that's ridiculous. But that's all right. Everything, let everything praise the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. My inner person, my emotions, my physical being, let it all bless the Lord. Glory to God. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, this is verse 2, bless the Lord, O my soul, and listen to what he says, and this is what we covered before. And forget not all his benefits. You know, let me tell you something. If there was absolutely no hope, then we wouldn't have any. If there was absolutely no hope, absolutely no God that could help us or rescue us or deliver us, right, we wouldn't have any reason to rejoice because it's over with, buddy. You know, down the tube. But you have to understand, that's not the case. God is still alive. Amen. God is still on his throne. Praise his name. He is still on his throne. So there is hope. There's always hope. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Jesus rose from the dead. Seated on at the right hand of God the Father. Amen. So the word tells us, don't forget all of his benefits. You know, rather than sobbing and crying and complaining and belly aching and griping and moaning and whatever else you want to say, I would prefer to think about and thank on the goodness of the Lord. Amen. I would prefer to thank on the goodness of the Lord, remembering his benefits, remembering his goodness. And then he goes on to say in verse 3, who forgives all your iniquities. I'm so glad my sins and iniquities have been forgiven, aren't you? I am free tonight. You hear me? I am, because of Jesus, I'm free tonight. Praise God. Amen. And not only does, and that's one of his benefits. That's a great benefit. And so not only are we forgiven, but who heals all your diseases? Who heals all your diseases? Let me tell you something. You may say, well, Pastor, if he healed all of our diseases, why are so many people sick? Why are so many Christians sick? Well, first of all, let me tell you that there is still a devil out there that wants to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Amen? Amen. But we have to understand as believers that we must fight the good fight of faith, laying hold on eternal life. Amen. There is opposition out there. There was opposition to you getting saved. All of us getting saved. There was opposition. But you know what? He couldn't stop us. Amen. And of course, he's going to try to attack our bodies too. Now, don't get me wrong. We have responsibilities ourselves to take care of our bodies and to do what we should be doing. But the enemy wants to take us out. We know that. Amen. And so, but we know, and I won't go through it like I did the last 2 weeks. We'll move on a little further. But the Word of God tells us that by Jesus' stripes we were healed. And it was even prophesied by Isaiah that by his stripes we are healed. Peter repeated it, only this time he said, by his stripes we were healed. Where healing is one of the benefits of God for his people. Think about this for a minute. Do you think it pleases God when he looked down from his throne and all of his people are sick? They are miserable. They are sick. They are broke. They're just in a mess. And he already told us to go into all the world and preach the gospel, didn't he? Amen. Didn't he? He told us to go into all the world and preach the gospel. Well, guess what? If you can't get out of the bed, you can't go into all the world and preach the gospel. You can't go around the corner and preach the gospel. Y'all still here? And we won't go back again tonight, but we read the entire chapter last week. Of Matthew chapter 8. And in that chapter, we saw Jesus heal the sick. We saw him cast out devils. We saw him work miracles. Do you think that the Holy Ghost had Matthew chapter 8 put in the Bible so that you and I could read it and drew? And think, oh, I wish I lived in those days. I wish Jesus could have walked into my house and touched me and healed me of my fever, or healed me of whatever is going on in your body, in your mind. But I can only imagine just living and during that time when Jesus healed the sick. God wouldn't do that to us. I mean, that's just like taking a piece of a T-bone steak, and for those of you that don't like steak, maybe a piece of fried chicken, and you're hungry, and just say, look at here, son, look at here, daughter, and just kind of wave it, smell it. Don't that smell good? Don't that smell delicious? That would be cruel, wouldn't it? Now, for all you vegetarians, say, well, don't bother me. I don't eat meat anyhow. Well, what if he waved a carrot? Piece of asparagus, broccoli. It would still be cruel, wouldn't it? But see, God is good. These things that are written in God's word is to build our faith, cause us to believe God's word and stand on God's word. We may not see any evidence, outward evidence, but we're going to stand anyway because of what the Bible says. You hear me? Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. And I don't want anybody to misunderstand what I'm saying. I am not anti-doctor. I'm here to tell you there'd be a lot of Christians already in heaven today if it wasn't for doctors. So we thank God for doctors. But God still works miracles too. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. So he said, forget not all of his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heal all your diseases. I love verse 4. It says, who redeemed your life from destruction? Who redeemed your life from destruction? Who redeemed? I stand before you today or this evening as one redeemed person. God redeemed my life from destruction. Not sure, we were all at one time in our life on our way to hell. Praise God. Satan had a room down there for us. Thank God I'll never occupy mine. Can I get an amen from you? Praise God. Amen. Jesus says, I'm going away, and I'm going to prepare a place for you. Because he said, in my Father's house are many mansions, many dwelling places, and I'm going away, and I'm going to prepare a place for you. And then he said, I'm going to come back and get you. I'm going to come back and get you. And where I am, there you'll be also. That's the direction I'm going. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we want to remember that he has redeemed our life from destruction. And not only just eternal, but God has redeemed us even probably for many of us recently. There were things that we were dealing with that could have been catastrophic, but we sought the Lord and he came through for us. Maybe some of you that's watching the live stream, maybe you've had a situation in your life where the doctor looked at you and shook his head and says, there's nothing else I can do. But your testimony today is, but God. But God. Hallelujah. He redeemed my life from destruction. He changed the path that I was on. Amen. I want you to turn in your Bibles to where flip back was to the 40th Psalm. I'm going to read it to you from the New King James Version, then I'm going to read it to you from another version. Listen at this. Beginning at verse 1, Psalm 40. I waited patiently for the Lord. I waited patiently for the Lord. Brothers and sisters, not the manifestation doesn't always happen just like that. You hear me? I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. He also brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my steps. Glory to God. Y'all hearing me? Let me read this again. He brought, verse 2, he also brought me up out of a miry pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my steps. Verse 3, he has put a new song in my mouth. Hallelujah. Praise to our God. Many will see it and fear and trust, listen to this, and will trust in the Lord. You got to understand, hear me on this, when you are believing God for your deliverance, when you are believing God for your healing, when you are believing God for your finances that you need, and when God comes through, listen to me, when God comes through for you, guess what? It helps somebody else as well. Because there are others that see you in your condition, whether it's a health thing or something else. They, you know, maybe family members or friends or whatever, they see you. And then when they see you healed or deliverance, guess what? That is your testimony. You can sing too, I have a testimony. And when they see your testimony, guess what? That will begin to build their faith. That will begin to cause them to seek after the Lord. Understand, when you're seeking God for things in your own life, it's not just for you. Praise God. When all my children were at home, I wanted them to witness God coming through for mom and dad. I wanted them to know that it wasn't just talk. That God would keep his word. And they watched as God did some things in our life, as he provided for us in many different ways. Praise God. We were talking, some of us was talking earlier today and this is so important, especially to you parents, your children are still in the home. It's important that you build that foundation in them. So many times, you know, we're pushing them, and there's nothing wrong with education, don't get me wrong, but, you know, we're telling them, you know, get your education, blah, 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 get your education, and that's good. Everybody say that's good. But you know something? What's even more important than an education or a sports career. You know, sometimes parents, maybe they have a child that's talented, maybe a good basketball player, good football player, good baseball player, whatever, and that parents are just, the parent is imagining their child becoming a pro one day and getting rich. And maybe sending some home to mama and daddy so they don't have to work anymore. They just live off the kids because they're multi, you know, athletes now, many of them are multi-millionaires only because of their gift that came from God, by the way, They are multimillionaires, but some of these multimillionaires have miserable lives. That's the reason, with all that money some of them have, they still can't stay out of trouble. Some of them do crazy things. Some of them even get kicked out of their league simply because they did something crazy. What am I saying? What am I getting at? It's all right if they're gifted and talented in that area, but they need to have a spiritual foundation, folks. They need to have a spiritual foundation. Praise God. They need to have something on the inside of them that's eternal. Let me tell you, if you are a good football player, or any good football player, y'all listen to me, any good football player, Terry, what's the average time of career in years, average, let's say football player? 8. Okay, 8 years. But let's just say things are really good for them and they go 16 years or whatever. My point is, no matter how long they go, there's an end. Even if they never get hurt, there's coming a time when they can no longer play football. That's temporary. But what we put on the inside of them is eternal. I'm talking about the things of God. That's eternal. And a lot of times they don't, you know, sometimes they rebel, but you got to be the parent. We had prayer in our home, and when the children were at home and smaller, you know, we'd be praying, and usually I pray with my eyes closed, but every now and then I'd open one eye to see what's going on. And two of them, I won't call no names, and sometimes three, always found something to giggle at while we were praying, hunching one another and punching, you know, thinking I didn't see it. But they were kids. You understand what I'm saying? They don't do that now. Amen. I think I can safely say they don't do that now. But I mean, you know, they would hunch each other, you know, like elbow each other or squeeze one, because we would hold hands. Just do something to be aggravating. Now, but you have to understand something. I mean, yeah, I'd get on them about it, but you know what? We didn't become discouraged. We still had to have our little prayer circle. And we would make them lead the prayer circle sometime. You think they were very spiritual? They didn't get, oh Lord, Shanda Basho, thank you, come by, thank you for your presence. No, it was none of that. Matter of fact, one of my kids, and maybe more than one, had a memorized prayer. You know what they was gonna pray before they ever started praying? They said the same thing every time. But you know what? They still prayed. Because we understood that's important. What's on the inside, that foundation on the inside of, must be placed on the inside of them. The Word of God and the things of God. Even if they go astray, thank God our children are serving the Lord. But even if they went astray, I wanted that, and Kathy and I wanted that seed on the inside of them, that they would have something to fall back on if they got themselves in a difficult situation. That they will remember what mom and dad told them about Jesus. They will remember when mom and dad made them come to church, whether they wanted to or not. They will remember all that. You bring up your children in the ways of the Lord. Teach them in the ways of the Lord. Bible says when they're old, they won't depart from them. Let me tell you something. They may act crazy. They may do dumb stuff. And by the way, dumb stuff, excuse me, have consequences. and hopefully this never happened, but if they're sitting in a jail cell, all of a sudden, it comes back to them what had already been placed on the inside. Y'all hear me? That's important, folks. Amen. So Kathy and I, we weren't moved by their whining. I don't want to go to church. I don't want to get up early. You parents know what I'm talking about. When mom and daddy was in church, they were too, while they was in at home. Now, when they got out on their own, they make their own decisions now. Amen. But we have to understand that they must have that foundation. Because everything else is temporary. If an athlete get hurt, after being in the pros 6 months, it could ruin his entire career. But no matter what happened, what you have on the inside of you is there. And every now and then, even if they're out of your house, y'all listening to me? Even if they're out of your house, don't hurt to call them up sometime and just remind them how good God is. And how good God is to them. And remind them how much God loves them. See, you have to understand, and I know I kind of got off on this, but this is important too. Y'all know me. What I do is wherever I leave off, I pick it up next week if the Lord says the same. You know, praise God. But you have to understand, we are developed in such a fashion. Oh, the wisdom of God. The wisdom, the mighty wisdom of God. But he created the human race in a fashion that there is a place on the inside of them that God is supposed to dwell in. Amen. There's a place where God is supposed to dwell. We are created that way. We're spiritual beings. Y'all know that. And even if a person's not born again, they're still spiritual beings. And God yearns to dwell on the inside of them and be a part of their lives. Y'all still here? Praise God, praise God, praise God. Man, I got off on that. Where in the world did I stop at anyway? Verse 3, all right. Yeah. Hey, okay. Did that bless you? It's the truth. All right, let me read again. I'm back at verse 1. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. He also brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my steps. Glory to God. And look at verse 3 now that y'all said that's where I need to start. He put a what? New song in my mouth. How many of y'all singing a new song today? Singing a new song. Don't have to sing the blues. Mama done gone. Left me here by myself. Don't know what I'm going to do. I'm just so blue, blue, blue. No. We don't have to sing the blues. We sing victory. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind, because victory today is mine. See, that's what redeemed people. That's what people that's been delivered and set free. We have a new song that we sing. Hallelujah. Praise God. And it, don't make any comments about my singing. I know I'm not a professional. I don't care what the comments do to make, really. I really don't. I'm just making a point, folks. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He has put a new song in my mouth. Praise to our God. Many will see it and fear and will trust the Lord. That's where we were, isn't it? Verse 4, blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust. You see that? Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust and does not respect the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord, my God, are your what? Wonderful works which you have done, and your thoughts toward us cannot be recounted to you in order. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more, listen at this, they are more than can be numbered. God's blessing us even when we don't know he's blessing us. God's blessing us even when we don't feel like he's blessing us. Glory to God. Now, I'm getting ready to close. Guys, y'all can come back, but I want to read these five verses of Psalm 40, first five verses, but I want to read them from the New Living Translation, okay? New Living Translation. I waited patiently for the Lord to help me, and he turned to me and what? Heard my cry. Hallelujah. He lifted me out of the pit of despair, out of the mud and the mire. He set my feet on solid ground and steadied me as I walked along. He has given me a new song to sing, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see what he has done and be amazed. They will put their trust in the Lord. See, that's what we want. That's what we want. We want them to see what God has done in our life, not so that we can brag, but so that they too will put their trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. Verse 4, oh, the joys of those who trust the Lord, who have no confidence in the proud or in those who worship idols. Oh, Lord, my God, you have performed many wonders for us. Your plans for us are too numerous to list. I like this. You have no equal. Glory to God. You have no equal. If I tried to recite all your wonderful deeds, I would never come to the end of them. Hallelujah. Give God praise, will you? See, that's the reason we need to continuously bless God. Stop looking at what's going on so much. Keep your focus on him. And tell yourself like David told himself, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Who healeth, who forgiveth me of my trespasses and healeth all my diseases. Praise God. I said, praise God. Come on, lift your hands and just give him praise right now. Will you do that? Glory to God. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless you. Father, we give you glory.